Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
In case you can't tell from my accent, I was not born in Australia. I was adopted by the Australian culture, but my background is American. Mixed in with that is some traveling and a few years spent living in the UK. If you looked at my passport, I would seem like a nomad. For a while, people asked me where home is to me, and I would say, wherever the people I love are living. The truth is, the idea of home is not a physical place anymore. I feel I can belong to many cultures, but at the same time, I don't fit in anywhere particularly anymore. That may sound odd, but the truth is, I'm much more interested in my spiritual heritage than my cultural heritage. My cultural heritage can tell me my history, rituals, and stories that have been passed down to me. My spiritual heritage reminds me of who I belong to. This is the heritage I cling to, the most important identity of all. I am first and lastly a daughter of the Most High King. I am of royal descent. No matter what ancestry DNA says, I am highly favored and have the gifts and blessings from heaven follow me wherever I go. When you step out in faith, don't look to your culture to back you up or bring you down. Just because no one else from your town, city, or country has taken that leap, look to your spiritual legacy. Look to Abraham, Moses, Daniel, Joseph, and Sarah and Esther. Look to the Creator who decided the universe would not be as awesome without you in it. In Philippians 3:20, it says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, as we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." Oftentimes, we look at the people around us and before us to show us what is possible. Let me remind you to look at your spiritual ancestors, who stood up and stood out so they could do the work that God has called them to do. Never let your cultural identity override your spiritual heritage. God has so much in store for you, and when you see yourself as our Creator sees you, that's when we can take bold, confident action towards the very thing He has in store for us. Do you need some God-sense advice or practical encouragement? Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.